This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So where are we on the calendar? For those of you who are trying to keep up with things, well, this is, we have one more Tuesday to go, so it isn't the end of the world, the end of the month yet. Lots of things going on here. DJ V Show and the job we have for you, well, your job is to listen and perhaps learn. Maybe you are intrigued by something. You'd like to comment, help yourself to on Twitter. It's at DJ V Show. Or add Doug Steffen is fine. So the ladies that are normally here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, are not with us again today. But Victoria, is that name has legend here because of past and previous connections with Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the D.C. radio company. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. So I suppose all eyes and ears are on Washington, more or less as usual, Victoria. The Trump administration considering redefining gender as an unchangeable condition determined solely by a person's biology. Why are we even talking about this? What difference does it make? Who cares? Or why? Maybe the better question, because obviously people do care. Why is there this thing in Washington with some, like everything else, it's become political? It's the good guys are this party and the bad guys are that party, and we don't seem to be able to figure out what the I don't get what the real issue is. Okay, so they want to define the gender of a person on a biological basis that is clear, grounded in science, objective and administratable. So this keeps people who were men who became women from going into the ladies' room. I guess that's it, right? Is there something else to it, or the other way around?
Yeah, there is a little bit more to it. And it's very interesting, this, and it is one of those, like, why? You know, I think a lot of people are saying, why? Why are they doing this? And we wouldn't know, by the way, that they're doing it at all, apart from the fact that the New York Times obtained a memo. So this isn't something that the Trump administration has released and told us about. This has to do with cultural things, and it also does have to do with legal concepts, has to do with education, health care, and all fights over bathrooms, dormitories, single-sex programs, all kinds of Title IX, things like that, education programs that receive government financial assistance, things like that. Most people really don't care about this.
Well, the other, and so how many people are affected? How many people actually have had some sort of gender change operation? I can only think of a couple of people that I know. I don't even know them. Well, I don't know whether I know them, but you hear stories. You know, there may be two or three. Chelsea Manning comes to mind, and what's his face? Jenner comes to mind. That's about it.
Lot of people have had changes, have had surgery for changes. But it's not just that. It is that gender is not quite as simple as the Trump administration is making it sound at birth. It isn't that you're either one or the other. It is that sex at birth is a bit more, is a bit less defined than they are saying, you know, clear science. Well, the science isn't as clear as that.
So you're not born a male or a female?
You can be born one or the other, or it can be that it is less defined than that. It can be that that your genitalia is less than that. It can be that you are most one thing and partly another thing. So it is really a little less clearly defined than this. Now, there are two proposed rules currently under review at the White House. There's an education rule dealing with complaints of sex discrimination at schools and colleges that receive federal financial assistance. There's also another rule from Health and Human Services about health programs and activities that get federal funds or subsidies. They're both expected to come out this fall. So there's money involved here as well as cultural things, and the cultural things would be popular with the Trump base. So, you know, there's cultural stuff for the Trump base. Most people in this country are just not interested in this. So no. There is the big question that you raised at the beginning. Why do it? Most people just don't care.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to mypillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to mypillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at mypillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 after the hour. It is Tuesday, the 30th of October. Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Looks like the Pentagon is going to send a lot more troops to the southern border than was first anticipated. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but the Department of Defense has announced it will send an additional 800 to 1,000 people to the U.S.-Mexican border. As a matter of fact, yesterday, that number, if you believe what somebody, there seems to be, as is often the case, a mix-up of the information is being released. One person says 1,000, somebody else says 5,000, whatever the number is. The additional personnel will be on top of the National Guard members, and I think there are a couple of thousand of them who are there supporting customs and border protection on the Mexican border. This is craziness, isn't it? The extra military personnel helping with surveillance, reinforcing barriers, providing medical support, temporary housing. So what? Does that mean we're going to let these people in? Let my people go. Let them come. Let them be here. And so the reinforcements start arriving today. Some more tomorrow, some more on Thursday. The migrant caravan making its way through Mexico fairly slowly. But this is one of the most ridiculous situations I think I've actually ever heard of. The fact that we that there are this group of people, however many, it was 4, then it was 8, then it was 10, then it was 12. Now it's 14,000 people. What are the Mexicans letting them wander through? There are so many questions and not a whole lot of answers under the circumstances, right? I don't hear any good answers from anybody. Here's, we're going to send people down the border. Okay, so what's that going to do? Why aren't you calling the president of Mexico and saying, hey, pal, you want our aid? Then you turn these people back to wherever it was, or you give them asylum, you put them up, you give them jobs, you give them health care, you take care of them. We're not going to. Where is it that we, where does it say that this is our job? Where does it say that? I find it very frustrating, very annoying, and I'm sure that you do as well. Well, speaking of things that are annoying, the latest gunfight is a story from a high school in North Carolina. Started with a fist fight, and it turned deadly. One of them pulled out a gun and fired on the other in the hallway as classes were beginning. The shooter was a senior, it looks like, a male, at Butler High School in Matthews, which is just southeast of Charlotte, taken into custody. How the hell is there a gun in that? How does he have a gun? No other danger or threats to other students. Well, so what? How is this guy in school with a gunshot wound? The student was wounded. One's dead, the other, somebody else is wounded as far as I can figure out. Students released to their parents, who had certainly run, as you might expect, to the school. Police identified various witnesses, combing the crime scene. Surveillance video shows the two students getting into a fight. The school said, from what they've seen, the school resource officer was nearby when it took place. Situation was under control quickly. Superintendent of the school system said they did all they could. Did not have a policy of searching every bag that comes into school. Security procedures will be reviewed. Okay, so is this what we're headed for? Was it yesterday or the day before, Kara? We were talking about what is when the, it was New York. I think yesterday we were talking about all of the gunplay. I looked back over the last 4 weekends in 4 different cities. Chicago, I think Charlotte was one of them, I don't remember. But I know New York did very well. There were no shootings, nobody injured. It is because in most circumstances, the public buildings have one way in and one way out.
And all of the schools have metal detectors, which is sad, and yeah. I don't want our world to become like that, but that's the high school I went to had 6 different buildings. We had a gate around the everything, but you could still get into some of the buildings by just opening the door and walking in, and there wasn't any, I mean, it's not like anyone was checking your bag or anything like that, so you could bring in anything that you wanted, and you just had to trust that no one was going to bring in a gun or a weapon, and luckily it wasn't an issue, but apparently now it's something that you have to worry about on a daily basis.
So here's some input from people on social media. Here's a guy who lives in Charlotte watching the news coverage. After watching the behavior of the parents, he says, while the school was in lockdown, I'm not surprised that their children act like they do. That means the parents were outrageously unruly, or at least some of them were outside. Meanwhile, a better story from school, or at least from a school situation. You may or may not have heard the story from Lansing. I think it was Lansing, Michigan, where a kindergartner was having lunch and started choking on whatever he was eating, and a bunch of fourth graders ran over to him and saved his life. So there's a better story for us to cogitate. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Ooh. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thought I miss you, but I miss you more. I miss me more. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Kelsey Ballerini is heading out on tour as a headliner. She's been a supporter for a number. I think we've talked about her, a name that's becoming more and more recognizable, it would seem, Kara. She's happy and looking forward to the new year, so she says. 25 years old. Headlining arenas for the first time at 25, I'd say that was quite an accomplishment. She revealed the news yesterday, announcing 14 dates on the East Coast and Midwest from the 1st of April until the middle of May next year. Titled the Miss Me More Tour, after her breakup track on her latest album, Unapologetically, the name of the album. The tour also features fellow country singer Brett Young and a newcomer named Brandon Ratcliffe. Jennifer's not here today, or I would ask her a little bit more about the two of them. I'm guessing neither of us, Kara, knows who Brett Young is.
I've heard of Brett Young.
Oh, have you?
But that's all I could tell you, is that I've heard of him.
Know the name.
He must be relatively big if I've heard of him.
Yeah, especially from the country genre.
Yes.
Anyway, she said on her post, quote, "My first headlining arena tour is something I've been dreaming about since I was a girl. Next year that dream comes true." She added, "Going to be all kinds of rad, and I'll be screaming Brett Young's song, in case you didn't know, at the top of my lungs." What's that? Is that which song is that? Is that I Hate Love Songs?
No, his new, that's Brett Young's song, in case you didn't know.
Ah, okay.
So she's going to be screaming this one every night, apparently.
Got it, okay. She's never headlined herself. She's had a lot of experience with a 20,000-person seating. She teamed up with the Chainsmokers on a single called This Feeling, and has toured with Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett, most recently opening up for Keith Urban. She will kick off her arena tour with Kelly Clarkson on the Girl Power Meaning of Life tour next year. So she's with Kelly When is Kelly, isn't she, is she on The Voice?
Yeah, she's on The Voice right now. Mm-hmm.
So when is that over so she can go on the road?
Just finished. They're in the middle of doing, I think, the battle stages or the eliminations. So they've still got, I would
be
think, another,
year.
Yeah, another couple weeks to go, but they should be done by the end of the year.
Yeah, okay. All right, and when is, that's the time, they don't have too many of these things on, they don't want them on at the same time. American Idol back in January, I'm guessing, right? Not how they do that.
I don't know, but I would think so, because The Voice normally has a couple seasons per year. I think theirs will probably start in spring, their second season. Mm-hmm. So, American Idol will probably do January.
Whoopee! More talent! Share it for the talented. All right, let's see what else is going on musically here on the DJB program. Kara and Doug with the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame welcoming five new members: Ronnie Dunn, Wayne Kirkpatrick, K.T. Auslin, Byron Hill, and Joe Melson, inducted during a big gala at Nashville's Music City Center. In addition to the inductions during this event, it was the 48th annual event, Reba was honored with the inaugural Career Maker Award, recognizing her impact on the careers of Nashville songwriters, Hall of Fame members, those sorts of... You know, she's really a very productive, good, conscious connection to have for these people. During a couple of decades with Brooks and Dunn, he has done a number of hits. Ronnie Dunn earned numerous accolades, 14 CMA Vocal Duo of the Year trophies. I guess that gets him in, just on that alone, into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. A Neon Moon, Hard Working Man, Used to Be Mine, She's Not the Cheating Kind, Little Miss Honky Tonk, and Boots Scootin' Boogie, written by Ronnie Dunn. That's Boots Scootin' Boogie.
That's what you're listening to. You feel like Boots Scootin'?
Boots Scootin'! 28 after on the DJB show.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site. With 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own, it's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be visiting Pittsburgh today following Saturday's massacre at a synagogue that left 11 people dead and 6 others wounded. The first victims of the killings will be laid to rest today. After the suspected gunman Robert Bowers was in a federal courtroom yesterday charged with over 24 counts. President Trump asked in an interview if he'll answer special counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the Russia probe.
The co-written questions to Mueller's written answers to his questions.
I mean, it's ridiculous that I have to do anything because we didn't do anything. But we will probably do something, yes, where we'll respond to some questions.
Trump speaking on the Ingram angle on Fox News last night. Twitter's CEO says they may get rid of the like button on that platform. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program. We're a little short on staff today. Jennifer has involved herself, as probably most of you know. She's quite political. She doesn't... Well, she plays the role well here of expressing herself because that's what she knows how to do. She's very... She's not strident. She's just good at, when we get into some sort of political conversation, of telling the story from her perspective well. And she does that on the local program, but she does on KRLA in Los Angeles after she does this program every day. And she's become very popular. And so almost every week there is some sort of affair that she has to participate in as her morning role. The requirements are that she do this, that, and the, you understand. So she did some kind of political thing last night to the wee hours of the morning. Victoria Keelan has, I don't think she has pneumonia, but pretty doggone close to it. She's in tough shape, so here I am. Kara's here. Richie will be here in a moment, and maybe we'll have a surprise if we get all of the pieces put together. Meanwhile, I'm looking at some surprises. You may have heard me in the last half hour talking about the this group of people, who knows how many, 14,000 now, the estimates coming up from Central America through Mexico to try to get into this country. The postscript to that in terms of numbers, pretty sobering. The government says 521,000 foreigners were apprehended or turned away along the U.S. border with Mexico last year. 521,000. That's a 25% increase from the year before, when 415,500 foreigners were apprehended or deemed inadmissible in the border along Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. That's 5% less, however, the 521,000, 5% less than the 553,000 who were deemed inadmissible in 2016. So that was before Trump took office. I find those numbers rather interesting. The number higher when Obama was president, not that I, you know, you draw your own conclusion. There certainly is a focus on these people. So let's just take last month alone. 50,568 foreigners were either apprehended or turned away at the border. That's an 8% increase from last August, and a 25% increase from July, and a 61% increase from the same month last year. I'm looking at a chart here that was prepared on illegal immigration. The situation changed a lot in the first month of Donald Trump being in the White House, but then it went back up to the levels. So there's really no difference between Trump and Obama when it comes to numbers, or if there isn't very much. And so those of you who blow that horn, I don't think it makes any difference who the president is. I suppose there's an attitudinal difference. But I find it very disconcerting that there are this many people. I guess it's nice to be popular. It's nice to have people wanting to get in to the country, but we can't take care of them. And it's a drain on the system, and nobody's figured it out. I think these numbers show Obama didn't figure it out, and Trump hasn't figured it out. And if anything, the problem is getting worse. Look at the numbers here. They speak for themselves. I'm joined now by Victoria Jones, who is in Washington at the D.C. News. What is that? D.C. News Service, right? Am I close? I'm close to it.
D.C. Radio Company.
There we go. The D.C. Radio Company. Thank you for joining us, because we always like to have another voice, especially if the name is Victoria. Very nicely done. So you're in the face. A lot of the things that you do in radio focus on what's going on with the government, what's going on in Washington, politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what, Victoria, do you make these numbers that I've just gone through? I know you heard me talk about the Trump numbers and the Obama numbers that are pretty much the same. So is this an insurmountable problem that nobody can fix?
No, I don't think it's an insurmountable problem that nobody can fix. I mean, you know, I think it depends what you mean by fix. It's a question of, I think, of how one addresses it, and also how you address it at source. And that's really part of the issue, is how are we helping the countries at source? Because
what do you mean source? At their borders? Where are these people are coming from?
Inside the countries. It's Guatemala and Honduras, for example. Inside these countries, which many of the migrants would prefer, greatly prefer, to live in their countries with their families. They don't actually want to leave. But they are leaving because of enormous fear of murder, which has happened to many of their family members, of rape, which
so that's what they can claim when they come to the border. They can claim that as they seek asylum if they have information? If what information
because
would they have to
real,
present?
Because the countries are basically rampaged by terrifying, violent, murderous gangs.
Right.
And so that's why they're fleeing. Now, we have resources to help their governments. Unfortunately, their governments are
as corrupt as the, yeah, right.
However,
yeah.
We can help, have helped in the past, but we have not helped very effectively. They do not help very effectively, and we haven't figured out a way to help this situation effectively. If this situation were helped effectively at source, in other words, if we actually asked the people of Honduras and Guatemala how we could best help them rather than stopping them here, how can we best help you stay in your country so that we can combat the gangs, we might do it more effectively rather than stopping them here. Stop it at source.
Well, there are a lot of people who would agree with you, I'm guessing, and people say it's not our problem, it's not up to us. Why should we take care? We're having a hard enough time taking care of people in our country. Look at all the people who go to bed every night hungry. Look at the problems
yes.
with poverty. Look at all of these things, and these people contribute to it. So is there, I mean, it's just, it's a headache
everybody,
and a half rich.
Everybody contributes to all of it. The awful and complicated piece of this is that we're all connected to each other now because borders, which are, you know, porous and artificial, really, exist. So we can say, well, it isn't our problem. But obviously, and tragically, and for many people, annoyingly, it is. So do we want to send 5,200 troops, active duty military troops, who would better be served doing something like fighting ISIS, to the border, or do we want to find, and that is an enormous amount of money, or would we rather use that money, perhaps in consultation with the people of Guatemala and Honduras, who actually probably know best how to combat gangs in their own country, actually asking them what might help them, would we like to spend the money effectively? Because this is probably not going to be effective.
Richie, Richard Fenn joins us as well. You have experience with a country that was out of control and now isn't. Your wife's from Colombia. You've been down there a dozen or more, maybe two dozen times. The country that we just described isn't Colombia today, but it was Colombia before. Is there a way, how did Colombia come out of its problems? Did it do it with our help,
or did they do it by themselves? They still have issues, but strong leadership. President Uribe, who served two terms, and a lot of people would like him back for a third, and two of the presidents that have been voted in since then have been people that he backed.
Yeah.
And the guy was just tough on crime. He was tough on people who were stealing from the government. He just rooted out as much of that internal thieving that
was
going on.
How did he gain popularity? How did he gain recognition? How did he get in control?
He gained recognition by saying, we are not going to bow down and let the FARC and the paramilitaries get away with it.
But there are people saying that in Guatemala and El Salvador.
They bombed him. Uribe was bombed on his inauguration day. They set off a bomb near the stage where he was. He said, you're not scaring me. I'm coming after you. And he did little things like, for example, when we used to drive down the north coast from Barranquilla to Santa Marta, where my wife is from, you would not be able to drive at night. You just did not.
Yeah.
And what he started doing was creating things where people drive in caravans. And he would say, okay, nobody drive by themselves. You make groups of 10 cars or 20 cars or 30 cars, and we will send our armed guards with you. And he drove out the thugs. And it was just things like this that changed. I mean, it changed that country. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So it is possible.
So that's brilliant, you see. So that's a way of empowering people by letting them come together and banding together in groups. It's fantastic.
But it was strong leadership, and that was the
strong
key.
Leadership.
That one guy
self-empowers people. It's
that,
great.
Right. That one guy was the key. And make no bones about it, he was backed by America.
So we sent Jack Ryan down, and he straightened it all out, I think. Right?
We had troops there. To help fight the FARC and the paramilitary.
So a combination of America, but America with Colombians. We can't do it. Colombians have to do it for themselves. And in the same way, it has to be us, but with Guatemalans and Hondurans ownership.
There's a great meme going around this week that shows the caravan. I mean, just, you know, the 10,000 people or 7,000, whatever it was.
14,000 now.
And it says, and the meme says,
not 14,000.
Okay, well, whatever it is. Let's say it's 7,000. Let's just say it's 7,000, okay?
Whatever it is.
The meme says, imagine if these people marched on their own government.
Leadership, Richie. They need somebody to get them together. Somebody's got to round them up. They need one person at the front of that caravan to say,
you know what? Forget this. Let's go march to our government leaders. Let's go march to
the president. One of the problems with that is that there's so little education in these countries. They don't even know how the government works. They don't know. They have no. So there's this whole thing. It's a, oh my God, what a nightmare.
They don't trust how the government works.
And they ought not to because it's corrupt.
There's so much corruption.
Food for thought. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour. Let's focus on your weight and the Calitrin weight loss formula, which has been trusted by tens of thousands of people for over 20 years. May I invite you to take a big step toward achieving your health and weight loss goals with Calitrin. No diets at all. No stimulants at all. You will lose weight by restoring muscle because the main ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, which is the protein in your body which helps you create muscle, push the fat out, lose that weight, gain muscle. That's really what it's all about. And then with Calitrin, as I found, it's a great way to maintain your weight. After you have healthy weight loss, safe weight loss, then you stay on the program for a couple of months, and it safely keeps you where you need to be, and that's in that zone of health you want. Calitrin is so different. So find out about it. Order Calitrin by going to toploss.com. When you use the code DJV, you'll get a special 10% discount and a free bottle when you buy three or more. Toploss.com. Kind of says it all, doesn't it? Toploss.com. The best way to lose weight, go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and get a 10% off deal. Get on this program, maintain your weight after you lose what you want to lose. You'll be healthy, and you'll be smiling. How about that for a good deal?
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
53 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is not with us today. She's recuperating from her illness, so I'm going to take my best shot at this. Kara is happy to help me when I stick my foot in my mouth. Richie's always, he doesn't help me when I stick my foot in my mouth. He encourages me.
Are you kidding? Grab my popcorn and watch.
All right, let's give it a shot, Richie. Google partnering with Disney to enhance storytime reading with the Google Home. Now you can start reading one of Disney's golden books out loud, and your Google Home device will play music and relevant sound effects to go along with you. What in
that
the name of God is going on here?
Awesome.
That's so cool to me. I read to my niece over the weekend, and she would have loved that. She loved music. It would be so much fun.
So I can try it with Miles.
Is this ready now? I have mostly Alexas in my house, but I do have a Google Home.
All right. To use the feature, Richie, just say, "Hey, Google, let's read along with Disney." Then Google Home uses voice recognition to sense where you are in the book. My God, these computers are going to take over.
Where could this feature go? Imagine the things you could read and they could make sound effects to go with. This could get out of control.
I'd give it to Chuck Curry to read to his kid.
Right.
If you decide to flip ahead or go backward in the story, if your child asks you to repeat a fun part, your Google Home will sense that and switch its music and sound to reflect where you are in the book.
Love it.
If you pause, Google Home will play ambient music in the background until you start reading again. Good God. This Disney read-along feature on Google Home currently supports books Moana, Coco, Jack Attack, Three Little Pigs, that is good, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Mickey Mouse and His Spaceship, Toy Story 3, Peter Pan, and Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Penthouse Forum coming soon.
Yeah. And the answer to your question is, Richie, yes, the feature is now live on the Google Home.
But think about that. Think about if you're sitting around reading the news, reading a history book.
Well, wait a minute. We could do it here while we're on the air. We could have music playing in the background while we're talking about any number of things. Right? Look at all these.
That's kind of what radio's always done. Radio's always brought you the audio story along with the information.
And no, Doug, that doesn't mean just Yoda in the background making noise.
Yeah. Reading to you, I am.
NASA.
Sound effects named, I will make.
All right, calm down. NASA has named 21 new gamma ray constellations after comic book characters. Okay, let's take off with this one.
The Geek Out. As kids, we're all taught about constellations, Orion's Belt, Andromeda, Libra, but now there's a new list of constellations featuring names like the Hulk, TARDIS, and even Godzilla. Now, what NASA has given new names to aren't constellations based on stars, but gamma rays, as observed with the Fermi telescope, which studies this strongest form of light. Each constellation was given its name because the gamma rays shape into that particular pop culture character, so the Hulk raging out or Godzilla breathing out his heat ray. You can check out all 21 new constellations on a very cool new website NASA has posted, also while learning about gamma rays. We've posted a link to it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Next up on the Hit Parade on the Tech Talk Report today, James Patterson's new novel, first novel to sell a million e-books, selling more than 375 million copies of his works overall on Facebook Messenger. He's trying this new medium. Starting today, Facebook will debut a digital novel experience based on Patterson's forthcoming book, The Chef. I think you've already read James Patterson, Victoria, right, Richie? I think you and I have talked
about mom is addicted to his books.
Really?
All the time reading them, yes.
So Facebook
I
has partnered with...
I only read crime.
Okay, good for you. Facebook has partnered with Patterson to adapt the novel for Messenger platform. So beginning, I think, it's today, actually. Users can search for the chef in the app, which will bring up the story. From there, you can begin reading while also interacting with the characters and locations with videos and sound clips that tie into the story. Is there no limit to our imagination? From there, listen to this. You can begin reading while also interacting. Facebook will also supplement the story with live Q&A sessions with Patterson. We'll launch Instagram profiles for the main characters. The Chef will be formally published as a hardcover novel next February. And so there we go. How about them apples, boys and girls? I don't know. This is really kind of amazing. I'm not knowing what to say. The world is surrounding me, it seems. 59 past the hour, surrounding me with technology.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.